What's up, you guys? You are listening to a Velvet's Edge mini-sode, and I'm here with my friend Brittany Forrester. She helped me to update my condo recently, and so we gave 3 tips last time, and we have 3 more tips for you if you're looking to update your place. Okay, let's just jump right in. I like to do that with these. Modernizing my place, or like the things that I already have. There was a couple things, especially that lamp, the one I got from TJ Maxx. Yes. Super cool lamp. It's a bird. It's very my style. It looks almost vintage, but the shade is awful.
It looks completely different now. Like it was, I mean, it's a way of using those things that you love, but like something had to change.
Right.
So all we did was change out the lampshade and it looks completely different. So you save your vibe without spending a ton of money and it looks new and different.
It looks so chic now. So my lamp is actually white. And it had a white, like, old lady-looking shade on it. And so Brittany found me. It's a black shade with a gold foil inside. And I put it on top of the lamp. It makes it seriously so chic, so cool, and super modern.
I think that that little vignette that we did in your bedroom is probably my favorite because I think it was so transformative. We changed out the lampshade. You had this dresser, which was great. You'd spent a lot of money on, but it didn't fit your vibe because it was a little antique-y. Mm-hmm. And so all we did was change out that lampshade and get you a mirror that like was kind of an investment, but it was really modern. And suddenly that whole space made sense.
Right. Well, the lamp was like $50 to redo. That was such an easy fix. And then the mirror, I think I found on sale too.
I think you definitely did.
Yeah, it was on Wayfair or something or one of those.
I think it was, I don't know. And you can take that mirror anywhere now too. It doesn't have to stay here. Like when you move or I just feel like that's going to be a timeless piece for you. But that was a really easy fix.
It was. And I actually was going to get rid of the dresser. Remember, that was one of the things I told you, like, I hate this. It's so not my style. And just with those easy fixes or quick changes, it changed everything.
I think you should always see how you can make something work before you just totally get rid of it. I mean, that's my favorite thing to do, is to see how I can take something that no one else really likes and make it unique and different and completely transform it. And that's exactly what we did with that small.
I'm really glad you like to do that. Because I was like, let's just get rid of everything. And I would have been so broke at the end of it, though, because this stuff is not cheap.
It can definitely be a puzzle. It's not always the best thing. I mean, sometimes you just have to give it up.
Like, for sure.
Just have to, like, buy new things. But, I mean, try and make something work before you just totally ex-nay it.
Yeah. I love that. Okay. And this is actually one of my favorite things that you did. So once we got my bigger pieces, my investment pieces, we kind of modernize the old things, like we said, you came in and you personalized my place. Like, you know me well, which is obviously made that a little bit easier, and you know my style, but I would come home. So I've talked a little bit about dating, and like, Brittany got me these books for a shelf, and she went to a Goodwill and picked out specific books that were funny for me. Like, the one about dating is murder makes me laugh, like, every time I see it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it fits my style. It's just, like, a humorous way to look at where I'm at in life right now. And it's just so me.
Well, and it's just a fun way to spend a Sunday afternoon. I mean, like, we bought you books that were all black because we felt like that was anchored. And then we just had fun looking at the titles and how they speak to your personality. I hate going into places where people have spent so much money and everything looks picture perfect and it's wonderful and it just feels so cold. Like, there's just so many different ways that you can make something feel like your home, and like, someone should be able to walk into your apartment and know something about you by like just seeing what you have there. And I think your books, I just think they're funny.
One says strong is the new sexy. Like, I love those. It really does speak to my personality though. And I think, like you said, it makes it feel so much cozier and personal in here. Like, you could walk into my place and figure me out pretty fast.
Well, and like, you talk about dating, like, I just love the idea of like a guy coming here at one point and like looking at your bookshelf and it sparking a conversation, you know, like him thinking that it's cute or funny or different. I love books, but I think they're a great way of like saying, this is who I am and this is what I'm about.
Another thing you personalized, or that feels personal to me, is the mood board.
Yeah.
Like, we pinned a bunch of stuff on it actually last week before we did the photo shoot, of just stuff that's like cool trips I've taken. You made me find those airline tickets and we put them up
you
there.
You do a lot of really cool stuff. So you have a lot of memories. They just end up in a box.
It's
if
so
you don't
true.
Have a place to like showcase them.
Oh my gosh, my laminates like that I wear to all the shows I go to, I have had sitting in a drawer. It's like I don't want to throw them away because they were such cool experiences or such fun nights. Like my favorite one was one of the Justin Timberlake concerts I went to recently. And now it's hanging on my mood board as just like a memory. And it's such a fun thing to look back and remember how much fun I had with my friends that night. And
exactly.
Again, it's something else people can look at and kind of like get to know me.
Exactly. Well, and you can change it out. I mean, you can put things on there that you need to remember because you're constantly changing stock and like getting new things. The thing I love about that is that it's so personal because we customized it. We had someone local make it. We literally used painter's cloth from Lowe's. And
can you talk through what you did? Okay, you did.
I am, like, people think that I DIY. I just Google and then follow whatever
someone else has
done.
So what did you Google for this? Hibiscus? Because she took painter's cloth. And then was soaked it in a tub with hibiscus flowers?
Exactly. Like poured it, like an entire bag of them into warm water. And then just put the painter's cloth in there and stir it. Like I felt like I was making some kind of witch's brew or something. I think you're supposed to turn it like every 30 minutes or something.
Yeah.
And then I just let it sit overnight and then pulled it out and like let it dry. And it's this beautiful kind of almost pink lavender color.
And it almost if you look closely looks a little tie-dyed because like some places took to it a little more, which is super cool looking.
exactly. And then we took a nail head, and there's so many bulletin boards right now that kind of do these nail heads with Roman like Greek kind of patterns, but that just felt like a little too preppy for you. So we did like a custom spark on the ends, and I think it looks sick. I love it. I'm
obsessed with it. Again, you can see all of these pictures on velvetsedge.com in my home update. But it's definitely, and it's right when you walk in my place. So I see it all the time, and it's just such a good, like, and we put like quotes that I love.
Recipes.
And, to-do lists. Fun pictures of my friends. Things that are like inspiring me as far as hair and makeup stuff goes. It's just a fun thing to walk into every day, and it kind of gives me peace in some weird way.
Well, and it kind of serves as your desk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's
it
really
does.
Kind of your workplace for things that you're pulling and tickets and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So
keep it all in one place. That's good for me because I'm all over the place. Okay, and last but not least, this is... Okay, I said everything. It's like, this is my favorite thing that you did.
I really like everything you did. That's amazing. Good. I'm glad.
So when we got to my bedroom, I had this blank white wall. We had taken some shelves down that I hated, and I had a blank white wall. We were like, what do we put up new shelves? What do we do? And honestly, by this point, I really didn't want to spend a ton of money because we had done our investment pieces. We had invested in a lot, but we had also like, they're just like the knickknacks can even get kind of pricey. So you suggested wallpaper. We started looking at that. And then that was expensive.
It's crazy expensive.
So then Brittany came up with this idea. You had seen it, I think, on something your friend had done.
Yeah, so I totally can't take credit for this because I had a few friends who've done it. And one had done it because she's a photographer and she used it as her inspiration.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was fantastic. And then another person had used it, I think maybe for an Airbnb.
Oh,
like
cool.
Like as a fun way to make the space look different.
Mm-hmm.
And with what you do, and I just felt like, oh, this is the perfect thing we can do. So I literally gave you homework. I made you take a weekend, take all of these magazines and pull out all these really great black and white images that were inspiring to you. And we podged it to the wall.
Which, by the way, black and white images that are cool are really hard to find in magazines.
Actually, maybe it got a little bit more expensive than we planned because we had to buy a few magazines.
But it still wasn't. I mean, I bought probably, 10 magazines over the course of it. So you guys know how much magazines cost. I mean, and we actually remember we didn't end up Mod Podging. We used
tape. We did the double-sided tape.
We were going to do the Mod Podge. And then when we started getting into it, we were like, no, let's start with tape. And then we'll maybe Mod Podge over it, which we've never done. I've just stuck with the tape so that if I get sick of it, I could take it down. It's not going to like harm my wall at all, but it looks so cool.
You wake up to it every morning.
Every morning. It's the first thing I see. And for me, this was accidental, but it ended up being a lot of really powerful women
in
these cool portraits. So I wake up every morning and it's the first thing I see. kind of gets my creative juices flowing, gets me excited for my day.
It's inspiring.
It is inspiring. And I think it's another thing that really speaks, like you said, to my personality. We were able to pull stuff that has to do with hair and makeup, or that's just inspiring. And then as a fashion person, obviously, pulling for magazines is just the way to go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you start your day every day looking at something that you could use mm-hmm. on one of your sets or one of your shoots. I mean, you just never know.
Yeah. So super cheap, good way to cover a wall if you don't want to invest in wallpaper or really commit. Isn't wallpaper kind of damaging to the wall?
It can be. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's depending on what kind of wallpaper you use, it can be very hard to scrape off if you want to do it. And again, it's just really expensive.
Right.
So I thought that this was the best way to go, and I just think it's really impactful when you're in your bedroom and you see it. I loved it.
Me too. Well, Britt, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You guys can check all of this out on velvetsedge.com. Thanks for listening.